Let's look at the Berachas Shmuel, but let's just quickly review where we're up to in the sugya. Rava's din is Heskachi lechesi mekudeshes, chesich mekudeshes li ein mekudeshes. Right, Rava's din is that if the chosen says to the kala that you married to half of me, I want you to marry to half of me, that would be chal. But if the chosen says half of you is married, that's not chal. Right? That was Rava's din. Abaya understood Rava's din to be based on a gzeiras hakosuv. Ki ikach ish isha, you have to take the whole wife. V'lo echatz isha. So Abaya's kasha was that Rava's halacha is inconsistent. If there's a drush of Isha Belochatzi Isha, there should be a parallel drush of Isha Chadish. That was a bias kasha to Rav. Rav responds, Omar Lei, Hochi Ashta. Right, Rav is a two line response. Right? His two-line response was, how can you compare the two? A woman, polyandry is prohibited, and polygamy is mutar min haTorah. And then he adds, v'achi ka'amar lo, and this is what he said to her. If I want to marry a second wife, I should be able to marry a second wife. So now the Rishonim argue as to what exactly was the response of Rava. What was the conversation of Rava to Abaya? Right? Rava's a din. Abaya says, you're darshing the psukim inconsistently. And Rava's response was, how can you compare the two? One is mutter, one is aser. And this is what he meant to say. So the Rishonim argue as to what exactly Rava's response was. Each Rishon focuses on one other part of Rava. We're assuming that the Rambam had the following approach. That the Rambam's approach was that Rava said, I'm not darshaning psukim. Now we don't know whether Rava was saying to Abaya, I didn't mention psukim, why are you imposing psukim on me? Or the Rava said, you understood me correctly and I'm walking back my drushes. Not clear. I don't think you can impose, whatever you'd say would be an imposition on the text. So I'm not sure. But what the Rambam says is that Rava accepted this question. And again, either he reversed or he expresses original intent. He says, I'm discussing a svara. Heskachi lechetzi, what I had always intended, right, which is not clear till you get to this line. The first line is, marry half of me or I'll marry half of you, right? Then a buyer responds to Rav based on Sukkim, and then Rava says, Achi Yash, how can you compare the two? So Rambam says Rava's halacha was from the beginning. Iskachin lechetzi mekudeshes. If he says to her, "I want to be married with the provision that I can marry a second wife," kedushin chal. If he says to her, "I want to be married and give you the provision of second husband," they're not, the kedushin is not chal. In response to Abai's questions, Rava is not darshing psukim, because he can't darshen the psukim, because the psukim could not yield this result. So Rava is simply saying api svara, hachi ka amala. This is what he was saying to her. Ibeina le minzav achris in a sivna mutter, not a problem. If he says to her, "I want to get married to you with the right of and give you the right of polyandry. So the chiddush over here, the chiddush is the kiddushin is not chal. We don't say the kiddushin is chal and polyandry is aser. We say the kiddushin was not chal. You tried to create a kiddushin that does not exist in the Torah. Ain't a mekudeshes, right? L'chayra it's a svara. They both agree to do something kineged adin. Chiddush. We don't say ma'is and kaimu tenoi botel. We say that they wanted to create a kiddushin that was invalid from the get go in a Torah and therefore not mekudeshes. That's a chiddush. To say such a din. It's a chiddush to say that when you try to that the requirement of marrying one wife is integral to kiddushin ad kidei kach, that kiddushin that would want to permit polyandry is bachlal not kiddushin. Right? That's a din. That's a chiddush. Apparently a svara. But the first din of Rava to create a kiddushin that would allow polygamy, so that lechara is such a davar poshat mode that why would we even need it to be said? Someone could answer Rava's just setting the din up for the second din. That's possible. But lechora, from the fact that the one hezbe which Rava gives, which is v'halchi kamala dibina lemisvachris in esivna, that is a significant part of Rava's din. And therefore we would finish up this mahalach by saying that with the Ritva. So what's taking the chiddush of the Ibn Bina L'Misivna Achris and Nisivna is that one can set up a kiddushin and the wife can be mocheles on her right to intervene against the second wife. When does a wife have such a right? She has such a right when the husband cannot support a second wife, or when the minigam din is not having a second wife. So according to, if our mahalach is correct, in other words, putting Rambam and Ritva together, so we have pshat in the sugya, we understand how to read the words. Omo le'ochi ashta means Rava either rejected or expressed that he never held his rushes. The fact that he explains Hachi Ka'amala is Rav explaining to us what's the chiddush of the first part of his halacha, his kashdechesi mekudeshes, right? What I would love to understand is chetzich mekudeshes and mekudeshes, precisely why do we say that is a invalid kiddushin, as opposed to saying it's an invalid tanai. Again, it doesn't keep me up at night, because there's a similar gemara in Gitin. If a husband says to his wife, "Hareyam mekudeshes li al tanai," that you don't marry X, so you don't marry Pliny. So the gemara says, then the kiddushin is chal, the gershin is chal, and tanai is batal. But if he says to his wife, "This is a get chutz mi Pliny," in other words, I want to give you an incomplete gerushin. A gerushin that applies to everybody. The one thing you can't do if you decide to marry Pliny, you should know legami Pliny nishes ish. Then the Gemara says there is no gerushin like that. You can't have a gerushin that is where you decide I'm going to tinker with the structure of gerush. So this could be a similar din. Chesed mekudeshes li is I'm trying to tinker with kiddushin. Kiddushin is one wife. Sorry, kiddushin is one husband per wife. Polyandry is also. If that is correct, so then that would be a further comment on the pshat of the sugya. Why does Rava not express himself openly? Why did he first give us a metaphor? And then Rava says, no, what I meant to say is that the husband says to his wife, why didn't Rava say, Omer Ishta Yeskanshi the boy the mitzvah chinev in the Sibda Mukudeshes. Ha Omer Li Ishta Harem Mukudeshes Li Vei what Vei Ba'is Le mitzvah achrine. And if you want to marry somebody else, I give you permission. Any Mukudeshes? Why didn't Rabbi tell us? Tell us straight. So the Torah says, because Rabbi wants to explain to us the din. He wants to explain to us that the reason why a kiddushin with a polyandry exclusion is not kiddushin is because you've tinkered with the structure of kiddushin. It's ke'ilu you said chesed mukadeshesli. So when we finish the sugya, according to Rambam, we would say, if this is correct, Rambam is saying Rava is Svara. Rava is explaining to us a din, possibly the Ritvos Chiddush in the first half. The din in the second half is that it is not Chal at all, because one's trying to establish a Kiddushin which doesn't exist. And the reason why Rava spoke in metaphor and didn't speak in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch language is because Rambam wanted to explain to us where he's coming from. That when a husband says to his wife, Harem Mekudesh Asli, if you want to marry a second husband, I'll go along with it. The reason why that's not Chal is because that's saying Ches Mekudesh Asli, and that doesn't exist. That's Mahalach number one.
I was just wondering, with Rambam, he doesn't explain the cases with the Lashon of it tonight. So
correct.
Further reason not to think that he's making
this. Okay, yeah, 100%. I'm still concerned because the Ritva used the word Tanah, right? And I don't know whether, I just don't know whether every time that, sometimes I believe there are Gemaras where a person expresses it without Lashon Tanai and takes it Tanai. But I think what you're saying is accurate in light of the Gemara at the beginning of a garish, or the Gemara makes that chiluk. Good. Next.
So, can Rabbi repeat why was it important for Rava to explain that it's as if he's telling her I'm marrying?
Speaking metaphor, because Rava was saying the reason why we say the kiddushin not chal bechlal is because he's trying to create a kiddushin that doesn't exist. He's trying to create something new. It's like the person who says, I want to be married to Lagabe Yenim, you're an Ashes Ish. That Gerishin doesn't exist. Person who says, I want to have a perfect Gerishin. And I'm making it tonight, you shouldn't marry. All right? And if you marry somebody, your Kiddushin is not a good, your Gerishin is not a good Gerishin. That's conceivable. Right? Gerishin is totally on a condition. You now have the right to maintain the Gerishin or undo the Gerishin. The way they get undo it is by marrying Yenim, you'll undo the Gerishin, Ben Eishes L'Kolach Terakula. So the Gemara says that could be a problem of that you don't have Krisus. But from the etzedin of Gerishin, it would be, you haven't changed Gerishin. Alright? Good. Next pshat is, now we move on to the Ravid. The Ravid is a Kasha. The Ravid's Kasha is L'maskona de Gemara. No, what's the Ravid's Kasha? The Maskona de Gemara. No? What's the Ravid's Kasha? Yoni.
How does Rava learn the Pasuk?
Which Pasuk?
Ki Ish was the
You good? So by virtue of Ravid's Kasha, right? By virtue of his Kasha, we now see how the Ravid's learning Pshat and Sugya. Right? How did Ravid's Steinsaltz look? Right? The Rambam Steinsaltz was that Rava over here, Omalei, he's saying, you're right, I'm not darshing psukim. But the Ravid Steinsaltz over here was Omalei, he says, I'm telling you why my drushes are inconsistent. Kasha against Rava is, your darshaning is inconsistent. Rava says, I'll tell you why it's inconsistent. You'll tell me it's inconsistent. That's not an answer. Right? The Ravid says, so that what you're saying is that these are darshanable terms. The Rambam may say they're not darshanable. Kigachishisha. Dibra Torah Kshom Adam, right? But the Rambam says no. Rambam says it's not Dibra Torah Kshom Adam. It's a strange phrase. It has to be darshan. And Rambam says, I'll tell you why I decided to darshan them inconsistently. So obviously you can't do that. You can tell me why he decided to darshan, but you can't say ki ikach ish isha is darshanable and ish doesn't yield a din at all. So the Ravid says, so first of all, how is the Ravid reading Rava? Omalei hachi hashta. Hosam, how can you ask me such a kasha? Hosam itza lebei trei lechazi. I could not darshan ki ikach ish v'loy chatzi ish, because the din is you can marry several wives. I could darshan ki ikach ish isha v'lo chatzi isha, I can darshan ish l'chatzi isha because she cannot split herself up between several men. So that means Rava is like, I am darshan the pasuk, right? And then Rava is further explaining, Hochika Omarla. And when he said, this is what he meant to say, so the Rajva explains that the Ravid had a two-step comment in the Gemara. Right? How do we learn line number one of Rava and line number two of Rava? So Rava is saying, I want you to understand. When the he said is kashal lechetshi, so Rambam said, that's not what he really said. What he really said was, Ibn al-Mister Lachwisin Asibna. Rajba and Ravid saying he really said to her, his kashal lechetshi. So halacha number one is, we the Rabbanon are now interpreting what he said. What he said was, Ibn al-Mister Lachwisin Asibna. That's good. That works. The obvious conclusion is, but if he said to her, I want you to be able to marry more husbands, that doesn't work. So halacha number one of the way the Rajbo learned pshat in the Ravid is that when a husband says eskachi lechetshi, we will now impose the following interpretation. We will impose the interpretation that he wants to be able to have more wives. And that's good. If he says chesed mekudeshesli, we will impose the interpretation that he wants to allow polyandry, and that does not work. Right? Why does polyandry not work? Have a pasuk. Isha v'chasi isha. She can't split herself up. All right? So Ravid says, so one thing's missing in the Gemara, right? The one thing that's missing is, what do you do with Yishvah Chazish? Right? Chazish Evachaz bin Choron. Perfect case of a Chazish. He is the Chazish to Reuben and Shimon owned Ed, right? And Reuben decided to be Meshachar Ed. What does that mean, they owned Ed? That means that on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Ed works for Reuben. The balance of the week worked for Shimon. Shimon decided to be Meshachar Ed. No, so that means that on Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos, and Sunday, he's a full-fledged Jew, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he's working for Reuben. So he's half Jewish, literally. Not the half Jewish, when the mother's Jewish, the father's not Jewish. But he is half Jewish, he's half Ger. It's a very rare situation, but it can happen. Gemara says we try to resolve the situation. It's not how I can live that way. So the... So the halacha is, but here we have a chasish. What's so the Ravid says he cannot get married to Leah. Not going to happen. That's the Ravid's in. The Rajbas is the Ravid. He knocked off. It's a sugya in Gittin. What's taka the din of? Ibor leyivshita. Is he taka married Monday? Is he married on Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, and Shabbos? And the rest of the week he's an Eved, he's not married, he's a goy. Not a goy, he's a ger in process. He's chayiv and mitzvah senoshim tluiva, right? Or do we say that this kiddushin, you can't have such a kiddushin? So the Rashba's two kash against the Ravid. Kash number one is, how can you say that, how can this pasuk is what he's darshaning? The Mefurish Gemara that did Boyd Leishata. The Gemara doesn't mention this Darasha. Sugya number two is, the Gemara talks about what do you do with a child? It happened. The Chazi ben Chorin married Leah. They had a child. Is the child a kosher child? The child of Mamzer? What happens if she had a Sheinei Shazish? All right. So the Rashba says to the Raven, bad pshat. Right? It can't be pshat in the sugya, because if it would be pshat in the sugya, this would be recognized in two other sugyas. This could not be pshat. But before we go down the road of the Rashba, we know how the Raven is only pshat in the sugya. The Raven is saying, "Hochi ka omar la is chiddush number one of Rava." That when a person has the strange, says a strange lush under the chuppah, this is what he meant to say. That's chiddush number one. That is a chiddush which has to be said both ways. His kasha lechetzri. That's how the Ravid answers the Ritva's kasha. What's the purpose of having his kasha lechetzri mekudeshes? We have to interpret what he's saying. And that kiddushin is chal. When he says chetzri mekudeshes, and when he says chetzri mekudeshesly, he wants to allow for polyandry. That is not chal because isha v'lechatz isha. Good. So we know how he learns pshat, right? When Abaya says to Rava, "How can you be inconsistent with your drushas?" Rava says, "This is that I have to be inconsistent." So Ravid says, "That's not an answer." And therefore, the answer has to be, there was a drasha, Chazal understood that it was darshanable, but they have to darshan it consistent with halacha. So they darshan the chiddush, that kiddushin that are set out to permit polyandry are not kiddushin, like the Rambam says. Only according to Rambam, I need a chiddush akra for this. Maybe the kiddush should be chal, and the tanai is batel. No, kedusha nachal b'chlal, and the second chiddush is chazir chatzuchar. Right? And what bothers me is Adam Eli's question yesterday: is how can we impose interpretation with absolute certainty? That's what the Rashi is saying. This is what he meant to say. Not this is we're 99% sure what he meant to say. There's not even a tzel shel safek. In other words, she's an eish ish. We're not going to even allow for the possibility that she's mezana with somebody that maybe that's not what he meant to say. It's a kasha. It's a good kasha. It bothers me. But that's how the rabbi learns pshat and sugi. All right. So now we have the two pshatim. They are different in terms of whether they darshan psukim or not, svara or gzeres hakasav. They are different in that we know that the Ravid says when a person uses this phrase, we force the following interpretation. I do not know what the Rambam would say in that case. I'm not sure that the Rambam would, I don't know. And they would differ in Chatzi, where the Ravid would say, it's a machlekes asugyas, with Rava and our sugya saying that the kiddush is not chal, and Rava and another sugya having a sofek, and a Gemara Yevamos saying that the kiddush is not chal. Machlekes sugyas. This is consistent because Rambam Paskins in Perek Dalet Rishos you test, I think, that Chatzin Chatzin Chorin is sofek. It's consistent. Not a it's not like she tossed it. It's just consistent that the Rambam did not accept this rabbi's position. No, go ahead. Was the mayor? Hold on with the Rashba. We haven't done the Rashba yet.
The rabbi
holds that the source of Ish is also not in our sugya. So Ish is here, but Ish is not part of the sugya.
What if the rabbi do Ish? Ish will cause Ish.
So that's the Raj. This would be the sugya.
Oh, but you just said it doesn't work here. It works somewhere else.
I mean, it works with it. It addresses chatzi evan chatzi v'chayin. If there would be, the way the what the Ravid apparently saying is, if you'll find a real chatzi a real chatzi ish, so we have a pasuk for it. Where's the real chatzi ish? Chatzi v'chayin. In other words, the Ravid says at the end of the day, Rava says there is exeris akasa. Right, maybe it's say because of Elozmer's kash, we'll say it's sharper. Rava's question, Rava's answer is Isha Amach Malay Chatzi Isha. Hachan Nami Ish Amach Malay Chatzi Ish. Omalei. So Rava says this Isha Chatzi Isha, I can explain. Hachi Ko Amala Di Beinla Mitzvah Chwezin Isibna, and it's Chal. Ish Malay Chatzi Ish, I cannot explain. Because the husband cannot mean I'm going to allow you to marry more husbands, but the drasha is a drasha, and the drasha is for a situation where there is a real chatzi ish. The drasha of chatzi ish, right? This is according to Ravid, what Rav is saying to him, by the drasha of chatzi ish is a good drasha. It doesn't apply to this case, because in this case, we have no way of interpreting this to be a valid chatzi ish. Right? Ish of lo chatzi isha means that if you try to construct a kiddushin if you try to construct a kiddushin for a chatzi isha, so the kiddushin is not chal. If you could try to construct a kiddushin for a chatzi ish, the kiddushin is not chal. Rava says, "I that's my drasha." However, in this case, Chitzkashi L'chetzshi does not mean that I'm a chatzi ish. It means that I want to marry another woman. That's okay. But if there is a real chatzi ish, then the kiddushin will not be chal. What's the real chatzi ish? Chatzi l'chatzi m'chara. So the Rav is saying that's what Rava answered to Tabaya. Two parts to my halacha. First part of halacha is how I interpret what he said. What he said is, he meant, I want to marry a second wife. Lu yetzuyer, there would be something called the chatzi ish. I have a pasuk, says it can't be. But that's not what this is. But there is a real chatzi ish. It's called the chatzi chancharon. Atak, and then we say, kiddushin anachal. Bechlal. Alright? That's the Rav's malach. It's a tight malach because the Elozmer is kash. It's a tight malach now, and that's what the Rashba is pointing out. There are two parts: how to interpret, and then gzeres hakosav. Good, Effie.
In addition to the Rashba's two kashes on the Ravid, we are also problematic for the Ravid's chat that our Gemara never spelled out what chatzi ish is. We're going to assume that it's different than the Chatzi Isha, so especially because Gemara tells us what the Chatzi Isha is over here.
So the Rashba says what the Ravid is saying is that first we interpret what he said to be something that a person that could possibly make sense and be mutter. That's halacha number one. When it comes to polyandry, there's no way of interpreting it in a hetetic way, so therefore it's not chal. Right, that's Rava's din. That Rava's din is, person says a strange nusach, we try to be miyashiv diburei. Alright? According to the Ravid, the gzeiras akosav of Rava is like a secondary din. The ikir din is, we're mefarish diburei. Hachi ko amala. Right? That's my din. Hachikom Allah. And in the other case, what he said makes can't work. Now, why can't it work? Because there's a kosov. So the Rambam doesn't have to address chazir. That's not his din right now. What the Rambam is saying is, but you should know, he does have he is being consistent in his drasha.
You're saying that the kasha of Machanami ish below chati ish. Like the assumption of that question is that the chati ish chati ish are the same thing, and at some point the Gemara takes his next step to say that's really chati chati meforin, but the Gemara never spells it out.
Well, so again, look inside the Rashba. Nearest Shahu Zal Meforish to Rav Hachikom Adalai. Chesek Mekudesh is Li Hainu, Chatzi Isha, Dalkor Chatzi Isha Mamashu, Taha Iev Shalem Meymar, Tahi Kaomar, Ibois Lin Siva Lachrine, Minsivos, the Itzle Beitre Nechazia. Rav is saying, when he says Chesek Mekudesh is Li, so that cannot be interpreted in a hetetic way. So Mimela, what he must mean is that I want to marry a second wife, a second husband. That you can marry a second husband, that can't be chal. Avol ish because of Rachmanu lememai diskay shel chetzi. To efshad hachikom olah ibein lemitzvah chvisa nesivna. Right. So the Rashba is saying the Raivan understands Rava's din over here as a din and how to explain what the person said. That's Rava's chiddush. Rava is not being machanish to us. The Rava's purpose of this particular shir was not to teach the Ersa Kosovs. Again, the Ravid, the Meiri refers to the Ravid as the great Meforish. Because when you look at the Ravid, he answers so many pshat questions. Why does Rava say his din and not quote his Makor? Why do I need Abai to give me the Makor for Rava? Why does Rava say, had no choice, hachikom alei? It's almost a non sequitur. So the rabbi says, no, you have to understand, you have to switch gears. Rava's shir was a shir about Lashon. And in fact, when you go to the Amud Beis, when we get to the next sugya, not the sugya of Pispashtus, the next sugya, it's all about chasiprutah this way. What's the connection? We're discussing Lashono, strange phrases. So the Ravid says, Rava's Chiddush is, I want to explain to you, I'm going to give you a Chiddush. The Chiddush is, if you can make the husband make sense, make him make sense. Right? So if he says, Chesich Mukudeshesli, can't make any sense of that. We're stuck. If he says that, Harem Mukudeshes L'Chetshi, I can make sense of that. That's Rava's din. Hachikom Allah, right? Because polyandry is, you know, Rama doesn't say to Abaye, I'm explaining Hachi Hashta, the way we learn Pshat, Hachi Hashta, I couldn't make such a drasha. He says, no, Hachi Hashta, Rama's saying, you don't understand what I'm saying. I was telling you pshat in the husband. So he could not be saying that. He could be saying that. This is what he's saying. So you look at the Rav, he's saying pshat in the Gemara is, Rav said to Abaye, you misunderstood me. My shir is a shir in like ein odom moitzi di bura l'divrei shav. That's all Rav was saying. Now, what is Rava's based on? Rava's din is based on that polygamy is mutter min haTorah, polyandry is also min haTorah, therefore I cannot make sense of what he's saying. All right? Since I can't make sense of what he's saying, I think what he meant to say is, I want to give you the right to marry other husbands. I'm telling you a din, doesn't work. Ish l'chaz isha. But that wasn't Rava's Iker Din. So now Ravid comes to, when Ravid says, good it wasn't your Iker Din, but what are you going to do with Ish L'Chasi Ish? So Rabbi would say, I'll tell you what, but that's not today's shir. Today's shir is explaining strange lashonos. You want a shir in chatzich v'tcharen? I'll give you a shir in that. But it doesn't belong over here. All right? That's how the Rajba explains the Rabbi. Again, beautiful pshat. The Rajba says, Utubihani al divri yarav. The Rajba says, good pshat, but it doesn't work. Right? And he asks his two gevaldik akashas. Eisen akashas against the Rabbi. Right? And so strong that the best we can do is to say it's a machlekes asugyas. Right? We have to squeak out of it. So what does the Rajba say? How does the Rajba finish up? So Rajba says, Umistabram. Right, but all of your
fourth line.
Umistabra Haki Purushe.
Fourth line from the
top. Okay. Umistavra hachi perushe. So I'll tell you my pshat. Okay? Al korche chesich mukdeshes li mishayer bekinyonayu. Do yev shaloymer di beisle hinsim lachrisim misnafsakom. Do isle beitre lechazia. When he says to her, chesich mukdeshes li, he wanted to be machadesh, that he wants to leave part of the Kiddushin vacant. He cannot mean, I want you to marry somebody, I want to give you the right to marry somebody else. That can't be. Because that's a pasuk. Ish v'chatz isha. Right? At this point, the same thing as the Ravid. A husband says, chesed mekudeshesli. Rambam said, metaphor. Rajbon Ravid said, no, that's what she says. Halacha. What does he mean? He means, he cannot mean, I want to give you the right for another husband. All right? He can't mean that. So what does he mean? He means, I only want to marry half of you. I want, you should be married, we should be married Monday, Wednesday, Friday. All right? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, mitzvah of Ona, Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbat, Sunday, Easter of Biya, Shalat, Biya, Dach, Kedush. I travel a lot. We should be married every time I come to New York, right? So that way, you'll be the heter, right? If his wife asks him, he can say, I have another wife. I'm not having an affair. I have another wife in New York, right? So he says, that's what he wants, right? So the halacha is, so he only wants her to be married on certain days. When she takes him to Beis Din, because he's not supporting her, he'll be able to say, support you. Yeah, half time. Getting half only mechuyev to support you half the week, right? So he wants to have. He doesn't want to allow her to have another husband. That's impossible. What does he want? Shiyu b'kinyonai. He wants her to have a married part and a vacant part, right? That was the Rashba's chiddush. The Ravid said he wants her to have other husbands. That's awesome. Memela, no kiddushim. Rambam said he wanted memela no kiddushim. Rashba says no, that can't be. He wanted to be partial wife and partial single, right? Mishayer b'kinyana. He wants to leave over in his kinyan. He wants to have bikona only part. The ifsh, because there's no other way of interpreting this strange lashon. V'ochi ka'amar ha'asam itz lebeit trei lechazi k'loimar lav taima didi mishum isha lechazi isha kidek osal kadaitach. Right? The reason why I'm saying my din is not because of exeris akosav el mishum shiur de mishayir b'kinyonai de lekel lemeimar, because you cannot say the ha'ochi ka'amar lo yibis lin zivu mitzvah zat itz lebeit trei lechazi. However, if he says to her, I want to be half a husband, I want to be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday husband, I want to be a New York husband, right? Ela mishum de shiur de mishai bekinyane. The lekala meimar tachi ka amar la. Ibe isle insive minsivis the isle beitre. I skipped. Alvaskachi, sorry. Lechetz lav mishai bekinyane. Tachi ka amar la. Ibin le minsivach bisa nesivna. Right? Then we say, he's just, if he says, I'm unmarried, I want you to marry half of me. He's not saying shir b'kinyanai. He's not saying to her, I want to be married half time. He's not, I want to be half husband. I want to have another wife. But I want to be full husbands for both. I want to be 24/7, husband for both, with full chiyuvim. So that works. So again, the Rajba is learning similar to the Ravid in Pshan Sugya. What's Rava's Chiddush? Rava's Chiddush is, what does a person mean when he says Chesich, when he uses these strange Lashonis? All right? Elamai, the Rajba takes one step further. To the extent that I think he does not require to he takes one step further, that he says that when the husband says, I want to be married to half of you, I want to be married to half of me, that means I want the right to marry other, that's what he means, full kiddushin. When he says I want to marry half of you, so it can't mean I want you to have other husbands. So the Ravid says, so therefore we now have a Gzeres HaKosov that says Kedush Nachal. Rashba says, we now have a, he must mean, I want to be married, I want to set up a half a Kedushin, where you're only half a wife. That there they have a Pasuk. The Pasuk is, Ish v'chatzi Isha. What do I do with Ish v'chatzi Ish? The Rashba says, that's when the husband says, I want to be half a husband. If he says, Harei chetz yi, he means, I want to have another wife. That's okay. But what happens if he actually says, Hechidami chatzi Ish, kegoin de meforish la, lechetz yi mamshol l'kule. He actually spells it out. So then, that taka having zeres hakosav, that shir b'kinyan doesn't work. A person cannot set up a partial kiddushin. He has to cash in himself, tzorachin, but that's how he learns pshat narsuk. All right? So there's three pshatim. Right? Two schools. Rambam and Ravid Rashba. Rambam that says, Rava backed away. He spoke in metaphor. He was giving us a certain din, based on Svara, and the Rajbon, the Ravid says, din number one is, we spoke in metaphor, and we, Rambam says, Rava spoke in metaphor. Rajbon, the Ravid says, the Chos spoke in metaphor. So din number one is, we try to explain this metaphor in a way that makes it work. Din number one. Din number two, when we can't make it work, so the Ravid says, well, that means that he said, he have a Kedusha, Kishleik, and then he have a Pasuk. Can't be. And Sanchal. The Rajba says one step further. And he says, what you're saying is that having a second wife can't be halal alpi svara. What's the din alpi gzeres hakosov? Shir b'kinyanai. A new concept. I want to set up polygamy, polyandry. I want to set up a chas kiddushin that's not a 24/7 full fledged kiddushin.
Was that possible?
Why doesn't that work?
So the difference between the Rashba and the Ravid are
according to Rava. Why doesn't Rava say that works?
It's on the bottom.
Which one? This?
Yeah, the Rambam.
Ooh.
We can make it small.
Okay. This is not the.
Basic.
Should go up or down? Zion. Okay, this is Zion.
Yeah, this is Zion.
That's after Gimel. Is I. Okay. Says the Berakah Shmuel. Right, this says he explains we're holding. If Rashba chalek v'soyver, the Rava ka'amar the mefreshin and kavon nasei, we explain his kavon le'inyan lechat the matzil the mitzvah achrisei, but in a chanami mefreshin lechetsi mamish ena mekudeshes. Right, v'inei svaras arayved omol yagoyin amitia have based in the bris shlita of Chaim. B'dvorim achodim, very, very crisply, I asked Rebbe, what's Pshat Raivin? He answered me, Kedushin ain zinyan mamon. Those are the words in the oracle, right? Kedushin ain zinyan mamon. It's very, it's price Talmud Baruch Ve, but I don't understand what's going on. Explains to Baruch Ve, V'hinani levar d'vorim nechmodim. Now we explain what the Rebbe meant, all right? The ain't a kemoy moment, right? He says the Torah says to us, unless the Torah teaches me that shear works. V'chal shiur zeh, right? Go a little bit back. There's one. If we should have stressed one nakuda. All right. So this is what the Yiddish is a phrase. The Kiddush Levana Oisiyos. Because the old style when you went to make Kiddush Levana, having your slime still, they have these huge. Placards to take up half size of the building, or they have these tables to take up side and hold together. So he never bayer zed divi agamori the machalik. Iko plukta dibiskachin lechetzi ochi kamerli dibiina lemizvach mirin nisid. Iko plukta rashba rabbit. Rabbit mefarishim yerbrava, skachin lechetzi mekadeshes. Afilo im yefarish lechetzi mamish mikol mok mekadeshes. Vadrosh of lechetzi ish. Is in Chazim and Chara, right? In other words, the Ravid says, if he'll in fact say, I want to be married to half of you, to Lechetzi Mamish, I want half of me to be married, Mekudeshes. And the Rashba says, in a Chanami, Meforish Lechetzi Mamish, in a Mekudeshes. What the Birkei Shmuel is pointing out is that there's one nakuda between Rava, between the Rashba and the Ravid. Right? Ish velo chatzi ish. So the Ravid says, chatzi v'chatzi v'chayrin. Rashba says, that's when the husband says, I want to be married, but not 724. Right? Married, I want to be married to I want to be your husband 3 days a week. Right? So the Rashba says, v'gzeres hakosav. So why didn't the Ravid say that? All the kashin we had in the Ravid, all the kashin the Rashba and the Ravid, the Ravid went to Chatzin Chatzin Chorin. Why didn't the Ravid say simple pshat when the husband says, this is what I really mean. You're telling me if I say Chesim Mekudesh, what I mean to say is that I'm going to allow polyandry. But what happens if he says I want to be married for part time? So the Rashba said, I need a posuk for that. What's the taka of the din? Without a pasuk, he should be married. Why can't he say when he married Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Why can't he say when he married for 30 days? Marriage with an expiration date. Why not? I need a pasuk to teach me that. And the Ravid said, either it's chal, or I don't need a pasuk to teach me that. But that's a nukudas machlokes. Right? That drosha to lechasi ish koil in chasi yechon zecharben. Tahosum loy midin shir hu. The loy shir bikin yanoi. There, I will be din to be in and shir kuloi bar kidushin. So the Dafilu im yefarish delechetsi mamish mikol mokoy mikudeshes. Right? And apparently, the way the Beis Shmuel learned pshat is the reason why the Ravid didn't say what the Rashba says is more obvious than chazir chaz ben chayre is because he taka would hold that works. Afili yefarish delechetsi mamish mikol mikudeshes. They're married. Rav Chaim assumed they're married completely, but their marriage is chal. And according to the Rashba, the marriage is not chal. So that's in the Kuda right now. A guy we moved from open marriages to part-time marriage.
Can
we just repeat that? Yes. Yeah. If a chosen says to Kala, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, what's the din? So the Rashba says, I have exerced a kosov. Ish l'chasi ish. Ish l'chasi isha. Kiddush n'achal. Nothing happened. And the Ravid says, they are fully married. What's the nekuda over here? How did the Beis Shmuel figure this out? Because the Rashba says there is a good candidate for the drush of ish l'chasi ish. Part-time marriage. Marriage with expiration date. So why didn't the Ravid say it? Why did the Ravid go marchik leches and say a pshat that's such a difficult pshat that you have to say it's machlekes the sugyas? So Birkas Shmuel says the reason why the Ravid did that is that obviously he holds that kedushas takachal chal entirely. So Birkas Shmuel says a machlekes Rashba and Ravid. Husband says to his wife, "We're married. I want to marry you Monday, Wednesday, Friday." According to the Ravid, we are fully married. 7:24. Tonight is not chal. Kedushin is chal. And according to the Rashba, I've exerus a kos, but it's not chal.
Did you just back to the Rashba?
No. I don't think so.
The Rav is calling it tonight, the Rashba might not be calling it tonight.
So the Birkas Shmuel says, when I asked Rav Chaim, what's the Hesber? Why, according to the Ravid, it's chal? And the Torah doesn't make a comment on it. He says, Kedushin HaMamon. What does that mean? He says it means that when it comes to a piece of land, there's such a thing as partnership. There's such a thing as quasi-ownership. I can talk about that I own part of some property. That there's a vacant ownership. We can discuss these things. If I buy half a field, if I buy a field for Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that means that das machne is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's good. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's good. Quality. Avol beisha havi can meises kachas mekula. I feel it is a mekasha chaz isha, but that's not kiddushin. Kiddushin is a program. Once you buy the program, you're in for the program. You want to marry a woman? You say it's 3 days a week. Torah says, sorry, buddy. You bought into a different program. We don't have such a program. Right? Okay. So this will stop over here because this really is connected with tomorrow's sugya. Okay?